I'm going to call the regular March 12th, 2024 regular board meeting at the Hamilton Educational Center Boardroom, 6 p.m. I'd like to start with the roll call.
Mr. Schutte?
Here.
Mrs. Clark?
Here.
Mrs. Isaac?
Here.
Mrs. Varney?
Here.
Mr. Over?
Present. Okay, let's go with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please remain standing. We have just recently lost two of our Hamilton member families. I like a moment of silence for Margaret, Jan, Schutte, and Griffith Hayden Reeves. Moment of silence, please. Need a motion to adopt the agenda?
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mrs. Varney?
Yes.
Mr. Over?
Yes. Do we have any public participation?
We do not have anyone signed up.
All righty. Let's go with the board's report. Let's start down there with Mrs. Isaac.
So I'd like to send my condolences to you, Dave, to the Reeves family who lost their little boy. Congratulations to all those that attended, or I should say took place in the Anastasia play. I heard it was really great. That's really all I have this time. And to our basketball team.
I don't have anything to report, just condolences to you and the Reeves family, and just excited for warmer weather and to get out and see the baseball, softball, track. So.
Okay. Mrs. Clark?
Yes, I echo my fellow board members' comments so far, and I want to say with the play, I made it to every night, didn't make it. I only made it through one whole play. That was the night I went solo. Every other time I had a five-year-old companion that we either made it through the first half or the second half, and we got to meet lots of people out that were volunteering their time. But the play was amazing, as always. It just blows me away every year. I've been going since my cousin, who's now only been able to drink for a couple years, so like 23, was in it when he was like in middle school. And so, I mean, seeing it over the years, it's what an amazing program. And the kids, seeing so many kids, and as a teacher, seeing so many kids out there on the stage together and following directions and coordinated, and how that doesn't turn into chaos after school on those four-hour marathon practices that they do for weeks, I mean, props to the adults that are managing that, and props to the kids themselves because they take it so seriously and they really just like put their hearts into it, and it's amazing to see. So, yes, my daughter was in it, so I definitely had a vested interest, but yeah, it blows me away every year. And that's all I have.
All right, Mr. Schutte?
Yeah, well, first of all, thank you, Mr. Overt, for recognizing my mother and the moments of silence. That was very nice. I also went to the play. There was only one problem. I didn't know what anesthesia was. So in the middle of this, my wife is in my ear telling me what's going on and how come. About halfway through, I figured it out. And the students were great. The actors were great. The stage was unbelievable. It's probably one of the best stage productions I've seen. And I don't know how many years we've been doing it. I've only missed one. So it was very good. And what else did I do? Well, I got to go see the cheerleading competition. They did very well. They had some misfortunes and some things broke, but they did a really good job. But sometimes in sports, that's what happens. You know, things go wrong. And I believe that's it for me.
All right.
Thank you.
I like Dave. Well, I didn't go to the play. Sorry.
Missed out.
Yeah, I missed that. But I did go to West Side Story. It was the first play that I ever went to. And I didn't realize that they took a break. And I told my wife, when it looked like everybody stopped and it was over, I told my wife, I said, hell, that was the stupidest damn story I ever heard of. Yeah. But I'm sorry I missed it. Did a lot of babysitting. Dave, when we lose the people that taught us our character and our culture, that's the downside of getting old. You lose the people that taught you everything and taught you responsibility. And I know what you're going through. But the other, I cannot imagine losing a child. I don't have the words. I just don't have the words. Remember the Schutte family and the Reese family in your prayers and your thoughts. And if you have the opportunity, if you see them out, don't be a coward and don't talk to them. Talk to them. At least say hi. I had the privilege of going to Dallas, Texas, which my two worst states is Texas and Florida. But Dallas, I think we've seen three pairs of cowboy boots and two
very
hats.
Surprising. Yeah.
Yeah, and that was it. And seminars was extremely good. Some. Others, as you can almost tell as soon as you walk in, if it's a salesman trying to sell a program to you, or if it's educators that's trying to share something with you. And one of the things that one of the seminars on culture, it's not okay for parents to walk on a field or a court or a mat. It's not okay for profanity. That's not who we are as a community. And so when I hear that people have been more or less expelled or thrown off the property, there's a reason for it. I'm not being a hypocrite because I got thrown off the property. And I was absolutely wrong. at the time. So keep doing it. You know, we don't allow drugs, and if certain students get hurt because they're hanging out with people that do drugs, then, you know, that's a lesson to be learned. The other thing I want to hit on, and I'm not accusing anything that I see on Facebook, but there's a lot of things on Facebook, and one of the things that we will not tolerate is the degrading of students by an adult. Absolutely will not tolerate it. When I was in the third grade, I had a nun tell me that in order to be a garbage man — they wasn't sanitation workers back in them days — in order to be a garbage man, you had to have an eighth grade education. She didn't think I was smart enough to do that. Now, I'm 72, and I was 9 or 10 years old when that was told to me. And I tell you God's truth, if I could find her grave, I'd urinate on it. And that's just how I've carried it for the rest of my life. So, if you have somebody that you hear rude — we're salesmen. We are all salesmen. We're selling education and future to the children of our community. And if you have a secretary, or you have an employee that shows disrespect to an adult, to a child, you correct them. Two wrongs don't make a right, but you correct them, and you tell them the things that people — the first impression is what you get over the telephone. If you got somebody that can't answer the telephone, as cheerful as they can be, switch them out. Give them a break. Give them a pink slip. I don't care. But we can't be rude to our customers. And our customers are the people that we educate. We have a gentleman here from Kentucky. He's trying to get home, so I'm going to keep it short tonight. Thank you. That's my report. You know, here's the long version.
You don't have a section 5 with Brian not being here.
So okay, you probably noticed that we have a chair empty. We don't have a treasurer's report tonight. Brian, is he still in the hospital?
He is, yeah. Hopefully gets out tomorrow.
Yeah. Some people go through a lot of things just to get an excuse. Financial programs. Do we have any financial programs? Is that something that needs to be tabled?
Well, we have items on the agenda for vote. Are there any questions? I'm not really in a position to answer most of them.
Okay, I'll take over. Okay, so we're going to accept a motion on these. If nobody has any questions — is there any questions? Okay, we need a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mrs. Varney?
Yes.
Mr. Over?
Yes. Superintendent's report.
Thanks, President Obert. You know, I'll echo what I think all the members had to say. You know, it's a few tragic days around here. You know, condolences to Dave and the family. You know, it was a difficult day yesterday, obviously, attending that viewing. you know, when you teach upper grade levels like I did in my career, I've been to more of these than I care to count. Certainly more than a classroom full of students whose funerals I've attended. But this is the youngest, and I told the mom, I think what exactly my words were what Mr. Obert said, is I don't have the words. It's that's awful. Thank you all for the moment of silence. I thought that was really nice. We highlighted winter sports. I want to echo that and offer congratulations. We really did have a very nice winter sports season. Basketball team, I think, is the most wins we've had in roughly 30 years, Mike. Is that right? I think the first time we've had a home playoff game in right around 15, 14 years. Girls basketball had actually a really good season as well. Not quite what our boys had, but a good season. Bowling, wrestling had a very nice season. We had a bunch of kids make districts. We had two young ladies placed in the state, both got fifth. Adriana Pack was fifth at 235. Santa Sanborn was fifth at 130. And if that sounds familiar, she has been fifth the last 3 years in a row. She has three consecutive fifth places at the state meet. So congratulations to them. Of course, the play, phenomenal. One of our board members mentioned you know, the digital quality to it now. So we this year have a digital backdrop. It was really impressive. I think the kids are the star of the show, but that was a neat piece of technology that I'm excited to see what, you know, our adults do with as we move forward. I think we're going to have some more great years out of that. We will recognize our winter sport athletes and our members of the play at the next board meeting. We still have postseason awards happening right now and things like that. So typically we save that for the April meeting, but I would anticipate bringing them to that April 8th board meeting and let the board have an opportunity to say congratulations in person. But as someone mentioned, we are firmly now into the spring sports season. They're out there practicing. Pitchers and catchers have reported. So started our fourth quarter of the school year today, and you know, continue to have a great school year. We'll keep up the great work, and that's all I have, President Obert.
All right, thank you. Educational programs, we need a motion to accept. Does anybody have any questions or comments? Seeing none, roll call.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mrs. Varney?
Yes.
Mr. Obert?
Yes. Going to personnel, certified. Do we have a motion?
So moved. Second.
Do we have any questions or comments?
Just real quickly, I'd like to offer congratulations to Ardith Parsley, library aide at our elementary school. She's retiring at the end of the school year. Artie and I go way, way back. She was my secretary, I think, not my first year as assistant principal. We might have hired her on in my second year, but she'll definitely be sorely missed up there. And have we broke the news to Trish, or is she going to find out through this?
I was told that I'm not allowed to accept her resignation.
There it is. Okay.
And she yelled at me in the hallway, so I'm hiding now.
Love it. Yeah, congratulations, Arden.
Roll call.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mrs. Varney?
Yes.
Mr. Obert?
Yes.
Nothing tabled.
Nothing tabled.
Did we skip something? We did action on 9.
We did 9, but we didn't do 10.
But we did not.
We missed the personal classified.
Oh, then I was ahead by one, I guess, when I was congratulating
Ardith. A little bit.
My fault.
I had a perfect record going on. Sorry. I want everybody to realize that.
Noted, Mr. Tyler.
My bad. So, Josh, we got a backup.
So we really almost didn't accept the retirement. It's
almost.
Really
just almost. It cuts off here.
That's all right. Blame it on the secretary.
I will. She's not here, so I will.
Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Any comments?
Congratulations officially, aren't
you? Yes. Official congratulations.
Now, you might want to let her know that she almost missed it.
We'll say it happened twice.
Okay. Roll call.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mrs. Isley?
Yes.
Mrs. Varney?
Yes.
Mr. Over?
Yes. Nothing is tabled. We do have a reason for executive session, and this is just a little bit different because we've never done this before. A resolution to hold an executive session per ORC 121.22 that the board caucus to discuss the following matters: fiscal year 2023 post audit conference. This is something that we haven't done before. The previous treasurer would just tell us here that everything was clean and no problems. Our new treasurer does things a little bit different. We got a Northern Kentucky fella here. I was kind of hoping that we could have lengthened this out a little bit, but he's probably going to go to the casino. And then he's going to tell the wife that people wouldn't shut up. So, do we have a motion to go in executive session? Roll call.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mrs. Varney?
Yes.
Mr. Over?
Yes.
6:52.